from 94.9 KUOW Seattle. I'm Dave Beck. Before records were mass-produced, people bought popular songs on sheet music. The pop musician Beck was so into that idea that his latest album isn't even recorded music. It's a binder full of sheet music. Songreader is a collection of Beck tunes that he wants you to arrange and perform in concerts or share around on social media and YouTube. That's just what this group of students at a Florida music and sound engineering school have done. Seattle musician and band leader Wayne Horvitz has organized a concert of Beck's Songreader this weekend. But don't worry, none of the music will sound like an 80s hair metal band. The musicians performing this weekend in Columbia City's Royal Room are from Seattle's classical, jazz, and indie music scenes. Wayne Horvitz says that the Songreader project builds community and harkens back to a lost era in American music.
You have to think at a time when people would sell 80,000, 100,000 copies of a song that no one had heard, that people would order. You know, they'd be on their homestead in Idaho and order a new piece of music. That's what hit music was. It was printed music. So the fact that this encourages a discussion about that, I think, is great. It also implies that at least one member of every household actually could read the piano music, you know, and learn the song that way, which is probably more true then than it is now in some ways. But it also, I think, much more importantly, brings up the idea of people being involved in music making instead of being just people who receive music in a passive way.
What do you have to do as a composer who's writing things down for other people to play? And you do that a lot.
Yeah, sure.
And you do both things.
I do both things, so I can relate to it.
You create things out of sort of improvisation and, you know, messing around in the studio,
right.
And then you sit down and write stuff. I mean, what is it about the discipline of writing that he's kind of getting at here?
Well, in some ways, it's the things that you can't do. I mean, you can't just have a sound. I feel like I'm on Car Talk or something, but you can't just have a sound that goes and say, okay, I'm going to make a loop of that. I mean, you have to say it's either a D chord or a G chord, and this is the melody. So it's going to – I mean, I was – earlier this morning, I was thinking, okay, well, even a Nirvana record kind of makes sense on sheet music, but a hip-hop record would be really hard to produce, you know, to reproduce in writing in the same way. You know, obviously, like a Joni Mitchell song, you can say, here are the chords and here are the melody. And so there's all these sort of weird places in between.
Let's hear some of the music that you're going to perform at the Royal Room from the Beck Songreader Project. And you and Robin Holcomb have a tune for us.
And this song really grew on me. I mean, at first I thought, okay, it's a nice, you know, sort of folk rock song with some pretty standard chords. And then it took me singing the lyrics myself, something you, Dave, by the way, don't want to hear. But you know, to realize, you know, it's really about growing older, it seems to me, and kind of, you know, change of life. And it's actually a gorgeous lyric.
The wolf is on the hill, and the bird is in the briar. The thorn is on the rose, and your time is on the wire. Those days of grave concern have turned themselves to silence while the winter fires burn. What was left of kindness? So hide what you have learned. Show off what you've squandered and give yourself a turn. See how far from home you've wandered. The wolf is on the hill. The bird is in the briar. The thorn is on the rose. And your time is on the wire. take apart circumstance and set it on a fault line, an avalanche of the past locked inside a gold mine. And when you cannot stand on the legs God gave you, the road has turned to sand that your will has sunken into. The wolf is on the hill, and the baby's in the briar. The worm is on the rose, and your word is on the wire.
That's The Wolf is on the Hill. It's from the new Beck Songreader Project. This compilation comes out in sheet music. It's not recordings by Beck, the pop star and singer-songwriter. It's music that he's put out there in the world for people to interpret as they will. And we're talking with Wayne Horvitz, who's presenting a Songreader concert this Saturday night, January 19th. What's the great appeal for you of this project, of being able to make connections with new musicians, with people that you haven't had a chance to play with or hear before?
Well, I mean, that's just one of these things that it's one of the reasons I'm in music. I like to do that, you know. And I mean, think of the classic jazz bands of the years that, you know, kept getting younger and younger players. You know, when Art Blakey was 20, his band was 20. When he was 30, his band was 20. When he was 40, his band was 20. But that keeps... it keeps you, you know, I'm going to say something really corny. It keeps you young, you know. And I also, I mean, part of the reason to be in music is community. I mean, and even hanging out after the gig and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to say this. Seattle is a very segregated city, and I don't just mean racially. I mean, it is to some extent racially, but I don't feel like it's more that way than a lot of towns. But it's just, it's very divided in terms of scenes. You know, 20-year-olds go here, and older people go here, and people who are into jazz go here. And when I was in New York in the 80s, it was much more sort of crossover, you know. And you think about, like, people who went to hear Thelonious Monk and Coltrane when he played at the Five Spot. And it was people, you know, Leonard Bernstein came down, and people in... And guys who later went on to form like the Lovin' Spoonful, or Bob Dylan dropped by the Five Spot to see Monk, you know. And I'm not quite sure why in a world when we have more access to stuff, everyone in my mind is sort of more sort of closed into their own little world.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a result of that. I don't know. But I'm always trying to make sure that I'm always trying to work against that. It's a big rock to push up that big hill, but I'm always trying to work against that.
When you're walking in old Shanghai, lanterns under the night sky, see the moon begin to rise, just like it did back home. Old men smoking in cafes, junk boats floating in the bay. Think of me while you're away in old Shanghai.
Old Shanghai from the new Songreader Project by pop musician Beck. It was performed in our studios by Nova Devoni, Robin Holcomb, and Arnie Adler. I spoke with Seattle pianist and bandleader Wayne Horvitz. He organized the Songreader concert happening this Saturday night, January 19th, in the Royal Room in Columbia City. More information is at kuow.org. Doug Patterson was our music engineer. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.
There's more to do than there is to say in old Shanghai.